What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. So I'm thrilled to have my good friend here, Kate Swinburne. She is the co-founder and president and CEO of Youth Force NOLA, organization I'm proud to serve on the board of. Youth Force is in my opinion, one of the most effective organizations in the country at connecting young people to pathways for their future. And it's really about the American dream. It really is the essence of it all. So it's great to have Kate with us today, talk about their work. They are 100% the real deal.
Absolutely. Kate, welcome. And
thank
she
you.
Came in with a smile on her face and... Then we found out why.
Yes. It wasn't that I went to a rage room. It's that we love donations.
I thought maybe you hit a jackpot on the way in.
Effectively, she did.
But she did.
Maybe I'll go there next.
Yes. You know, things go in threes, right?
Yes.
They do.
So tell us about that great news. I mean, there's not much to reveal about it, but it's very important.
Oh, yeah. Well, TBD, we got some great news yesterday. We have an anonymous donation coming in. We're pretty sure it's not fraud, so we're doing the first steps there.
Great.
We have a donor who's told us they're giving us $1.8 million.
Wow.
Anonymous.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cash the check.
Yes.
Cash the check.
Yes. So, more to come on that. I'll come back when we know more.
Absolutely. But that's great news.
Yeah. Definitely makes my week. Might as well knock off today, huh?
Right.
Yes.
She's like, nothing can upset me now. I said, I don't know. You with Michael and Newell, we can work on that.
I challenge you. Yeah,
we can turn your smile upside down.
But you had some other great news.
Yes.
Of a grant that y'all have received.
Yes. So Youth Force NOLA is the lead partner on a collaborative we're calling NOLA Leads, which the Leads then stands for, this is New Orleans, Leading in Education and Apprenticeships, Development and Skills. So this is us working with a set of partners here in the space to help our young people and our young adults learn about regional high wage pathways, train for a set of apprenticeships, and ultimately get into these high wage jobs. So, you know, maybe facilities maintenance here at the new hotel, maybe some of those, you know, all of the above energy jobs that we're talking about. So helping our young people really fuel our regional workforce.
How important are apprenticeships? I've always been one, you know, if I can touch it, if I can feel it, I'm much better, right?
Yeah.
Experiential learning, I can envision it. I have to imagine it's just reinforced every day with the work that y'all do.
Yeah, so Youth Force, you know, it is all about learning by doing. And our call to action with our school partners is to help our young people really get out into the real world. Our young people tell us that, you know, they want real world skills. They're ready for being an adult and they want to be prepared to be an adult. And so an apprenticeship then is pairing this real world work experience with intense mentorship and a real intentional scaffolding. So you're not, you know, you're not framing out the building the first day, but you are observing, and then ultimately you are framing out the building by the end of your apprenticeship. And so it's really a supportive way. Retention of apprentices in their jobs and with their companies is, you know, off the charts. So our regional employers are excited about this opportunity.
And it really gives them a taste of what it's like out there. I always think back to, what was his name, back in the movie Back to School. He says, stay in school. It's tough out there. You know? It's like Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield. Wow, God. Okay.
You know?
I'm with you. Yeah, no
respect. And I always think about that because...
You just said the Rodney thing with your collar.
Yeah. Folks, are, you know, they get out there and they don't realize, but when you go through this type of process where you have that mentor there guiding you through it, you gain that familiarization of what the challenges actually are and how to overcome them.
Well, and I think also, you're also gaining social knowledge and social capital.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, being at work, it's about the hard skills, obviously. It's about the soft skills, like how to look somebody in the eye. But it's also things like how to dress, what you do at a business meeting, protocols. There's a rhythm to being in business, and you're not going to get that from school. And so particularly from kids who haven't had this in their background, in their family, these apprenticeships are just opening the doors to a world where they might not have been before, and that's equally or more important, I think.
Yeah.
Even coming out of advanced master's programs or otherwise, if you've not done it, you end up going to a building, you can't find a bathroom.
Right.
The byproduct of not being exposed to it. But when you are, I mean, I got to imagine you get to see this all the time, and I guess it's incredibly rewarding, the buildup of confidence in these kids.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Youth Force also directly runs an internship program. In many ways, you could think of an internship program as a prequel to an apprenticeship. I always tell the interns at the beginning of the summer that 8 weeks later, when I see them, they're going to be 2 inches taller. Sometimes it's a growth spurt, but very often, you know, it is just they are standing up taller. They have navigational confidence. They have awareness of what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know why they're doing it. And they're showing up 15 minutes early to get there because they know that's how they're going to be prepared to enter the room, right?
Yeah.
So it's sort of all these pieces come together, and they just grow so much more excited and so much more confident.
And this is so incredibly important because anybody, and Michael knows this better than anyone, when you're luring economic development here, people to come here, the first thing they ask about is what?
Yeah.
Your workforce.
Where's
your workforce?
The talent?
Yeah, it is the there is a skepticism about the workforce in Louisiana and the region because our reputation is so strong in food, music, and culture that they can't imagine that we've been building rocket ships and naval vessels and technology and healthcare technologies for decades. So we have to be able to answer that question affirmatively because it's not, unfortunately, part of our kind of standard brand.
And part of that is being able to feed that pipeline,
yes.
Right? And,
yes.
And having that continuum in place.
Yeah. I mean, at our founding, employers said, you know, I want to stay in New Orleans. I want to grow in New Orleans. Or, you know, they were getting recruited to New Orleans. Where's the talent? And then with that, our New Orleans companies are saying also, I'd much rather hire a local. I want somebody who, when our patients say Lagniappe, they know what the patient is talking about, mm-hmm. right? So there is a real just incredible value in having local folks in our companies, just in terms of commitment, insider vocabulary, all the things that make New Orleans magical and wonderful. Like our regional talent brings it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when you come here, and Kennedy's right over there, he's the VP of marketing here at Caesars, a Jesuit grad, I might add.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There is a connection.
You can
his boss
tell he's got that
is another
thing.
Jesuit grad, local guy. And then the VP of hospitality here, he went to De La Salle. That's okay. Well, but still, you know, emblematic of the strength of what we have to offer in New Orleans, right?
Yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely.
No, there's no question. And the I think what I love about the work that Youth Force does is they bring, I'm trying to say this the right way, they bring a rigor, a meticulousness to it that you don't always see. So it's not just, okay, we're going to get you a job and then good luck. There's follow-up, there's support, there's reporting back on metrics, there's continual improvement. And so it's great to see. I mean, I remember when Youth Force was just an idea, you know, written on the white paint on the wall. And it's been really exciting to see what Kate has done in terms of growing it over the years. And what's the budget going to be this year, roughly?
We're at about $9 million.
Yeah, so it's a pretty stunning growth. So it's fantastic and really one of the best.
So you've just been awarded a $4 million grant from the Department of Labor's Apprenticeship Building America Initiative.
Yep. And
so that helps fuel a lot of what's going to go on at Youth Force NOLA.
Yeah. So this is our fifth federal grant. And the federal opportunities, you know, this is also in a city that sometimes I think feels starved for resources. We've been able to bring all these federal dollars in to really help jumpstart new initiatives, scale different opportunities. So apprenticeships are going to be a major effort over the next 4 years. We've got targets of reaching over 450 young people and young adults through these apprenticeships. Again, that's 450 young people then feeding into our regional companies for great jobs. We've also got a big federal grant around soft skills. So this is around integrating soft skills into just the way our schools do school. So that our young people are problem solving and collaborating and communicating and just really, you know, again, bringing that confidence and that navigational awareness.
So, Kate, what is the pathway for folks to align with your organization?
First, they can always just get to us straight off our website, youthforcenola.org. Second, then, we have really wonderful partnerships. We partner closely with GNO Inc. We partner closely with NOLA Public Schools. And in each of our public high schools, we have a partnership. So a young person or their family who's in a NOLA public school anywhere in the city could say, I want to be doing that Youth Force NOLA stuff. I want to be doing connected learning. And their counselors, their CTE coordinators, their principals should all know what they're talking about. And so this is an opportunity to explore careers, train for careers, and get out and, you know, start working in our regional businesses.
Is there a connection to life after high school in this program as well?
Yeah, in addition to the apprenticeship program. So certainly the apprenticeship program can really help be how our young people span from high school to work. So they could choose to go straight to an apprenticeship, and that's going to support them through 2 to 3 years into, you know, full-time work. There's also, we support a set of bridge year programs at New Orleans Career Center and Next Level NOLA. So young people are getting college credits and career training to then have a leg up if they want to matriculate on to a college or direct into an apprenticeship program. And really the bottom line is this is about helping our young people make more informed choices. So we would rather they are picking colleges and picking a major based on knowing they want to work in healthcare and that they don't faint at the sight of blood, you know, than just blindly going down a pre-med path and potentially, you know, stopping out.
And let me just say that as groundbreaking as the work is of Youth Force, it's not groundbreaking because the rest of the world has known this and been doing this for decades. I mean, the idea of apprenticeship in Germany kind of most famously is just integral in the way that they do run their economy. And in other places around the world, it's actually more typical for a young person to choose a direction early in what would be about 10th grade here and begin to specialize. It's only in America with the idea that we had growing up that you're going to go to college and figure it out. And I don't know. I mean, it took me a little while to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at someone that was 11 years part-time at night. Mm-hmm. So I was working the whole time.
Yeah.
And I went to UNO. It took me a while. I finally got there. I decided at some point I wanted to go to law school.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here in the United States, we really overcorrected away from career training. And so Youth Force NOLA and what we're doing in New Orleans, we're really leading the country then in the United States, shifting back to really incorporate career preparation into how we do high school.
And the beauty of what you guys do is you recognize where there are the most opportunities and shortages out there, right?
Yes. That's yes. Right. And wage opportunity. You know, so this is the sweet spot of jobs and economic opportunity for our young people. So helping them, you know, not just go for a job for sake of a job, but a job that's going to take them to a middle class lifestyle and, you know, hopefully without too much debt.
A lot of the programs we talk about impact very small numbers. Y'all have impacted roughly 1,700 to 2,000, you know, young adults already.
Yeah. Yeah, Youth Force, I think that's, you know, one of the reasons we've been really successful is from our founding, we've been focused on systems change. So this is not about growing from 5 kids to 10. This is about saying, how many young people are in our high schools across the city, and how do we get opportunities to as many of them as possible, as quickly as possible? And we benchmark our growth as a percent of the citywide high school class.
That's interesting. Yeah,
look,
I love that.
The implications of this are so broad. One of the reasons why you see such a dramatic decline in crime, like youth homicides down 71% over the past year, number 4 best decline or fastest decline of the country, is because our public schools have stepped up. It's because of programs like Youth Force. They really have upped their game through partnerships, and they're giving kids not just a place to go during the day, but hope and aspirations. And you know, those are the things that ultimately create a better and safer and more prosperous environment for everybody. So,
No doubt for sure. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., as well as Kate Swinburne, co-founder, President and CEO at Youth Force NOLA. We're broadcasting live at Caesars. We're right inside the new grand opening to the facility. That's why you've heard a lot of equipment in the background. We do not want to impede their progress, and neither do they. I'm getting stared down by Kennedy's.
All right.
He's like, we're going, man. We're keeping the forward momentum.
I mean, at some point, if we get cut off, it's because it's going to be like a steamroll. It's just going to come through this step and repeat behind us. And there's going to, you know, those rugs that are like giant, like zebras or tigers? There's one like Newell here in Octavia. Just like that.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.